Thank you for listening to the podcast of Faith Baptist Church of Enfield, Connecticut. We hope and pray that these messages from Pastor Gary will be a help to you. You can find out more about our church at www.fbcenfield.com or find us on Facebook. God bless and enjoy the message.
The hope of freedom. The hope of freedom. We talked about the hope of the person of Jesus. We talked about the hope of the power, hope of power that we have because of the virgin birth. Last week we talked about the hope of forgiveness that we have in Jesus. Tonight we're going to talk about the hope of freedom. Verse 21 of Matthew chapter 1 says this, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." This word save means to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to do well, to make whole. Christmas is about how he saves us, how he makes us whole, how he heals us, how he puts into our lives or gives us in our lives that which is missing. Notice verse 23. "Behold, a virgin," of Matthew chapter 1, "shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." Now, notice that phrase, "God with us." There's a relationship there. Not only does God save us, God remains with us, God is with us. And oftentimes, the root of our distress, our suffering, is because we're cut off because of sin of our relationship with God. Jesus came to restore that relationship. He came to bring us back to himself so that relationship can be settled once and for all. I've heard a statement many times, and this may be a statement for some people during Christmas. It's a statement, "Nobody cares." Now, I've made that statement before. Probably when I'm trying to get sympathy from my wife. But we've made that statement. We've probably all made that statement. Nobody cares. And that statement may be because somebody disappointed us. Maybe we disappointed ourselves. Maybe we messed something up. Maybe somebody let us down. But the Christmas story addresses that statement once and for all, that nobody cares, because we have somebody that cares. Now, when we say that term, "nobody cares," it's probably because a result of years of broken promises. Somebody made a promise to us, and because they broke that promise, we feel like we're insignificant, that we don't have value, that we're not worthy enough for somebody to keep their word to us. The Christmas story is about God keeping his promise. The Christmas story is about God coming through and doing, not only keeping his promise, but he cared enough not just to give us the instruction, he cared enough to come to us. He didn't leave us by the curbside waiting. He didn't leave us looking at the clock and saying, "They're late again. They're probably not coming." This phrase, "Emmanuel," God with us, God here, God with us at the appointed time. He's not going to be late. And Jesus demonstrated that he cares because he became one of us, who was born at a hospital like us. He had his diapers changed like us. He experienced rejection like us. He experienced the struggles of thirst and suffering and being stressed in the crowds. And he was around. He didn't isolate himself from us when he came here. He came and stayed right among us. He knew what it meant to be betrayed. He knew what it meant to suffer hardships. He knew what it meant to have one of his most trusted disciples, the 12, his inner circle, one of them rat him out and betray him. Yet in all that, Jesus never said nobody cares. He healed the 10 and one came back. He was there feeding the multitudes, but those same multitudes were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. He never said nobody cares. You know why he never said nobody cares? Because he had an awareness and a security of his relationship with the Father. He said the Father would never leave him. He said, I and the Father are one. He had that awareness, that understanding of his self-worth. He understood who he was. He understood why he had come. He understood his purpose. And today, Jesus came to reestablish that in us, in our relationship with us. You see, a lot of times, people will say that phrase, nobody cares, or another phrase. They'll say that, why? Because sin has deceived us. It has caused us to seek after the wrong values. It has caused us to seek our value in money, possessions, status. So we look for our self-worth in things that are hard to obtain and hard to keep. And when they fail us, we're left empty. Jesus said, I've come. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And Jesus came to set us free. He came to set us free from the expectations that are false. Jesus came to give us freedom to get out of the prison of slavery of other expectations or what other people say we should have. And he's come to us to give us that sense of value and worth that we find in God and God alone. Now we have a crisis in Connecticut with houses that have faulty foundations. They call them spider foundations. And these foundations were made with inferior materials, and now they're cracking. And these foundations have to be replaced. And I've seen, going down the road, houses that are lifted up because they've had to lift the house up and actually replace the foundation, otherwise the house will cave in. That's the problem we have. We have faulty foundations, faulty beliefs, faulty value systems. And sin has deceived us, and the idols of the world always are like a spider foundation. They can look new, they can look like they're going to hold us up, but when a tragedy comes, when difficulties come, when they fail us, our lives come crashing down. Jesus, if you will, has come to give us a new foundation. He's come to give us the foundation that we find in him, that we find our value, our identity, our self-worth, our purpose, our mission in life. We find it in Jesus. That's why he came. He came to resolve the question once and for all, nobody cares, because he cares. And not only did he say he cares, he demonstrates he cares. Because he is the Savior. And so 3 points tonight quickly. First of all, freedom from faulty expectations. Freedom from faulty expectations. We no longer have to be in the prison of other people's values. That's what the world does through media. That's what happens at school, where they call it peer pressure. But it happens with adults at work. It happens in family. We have these values. You have to look this way. You have to have this much money. You have to dress like this. You have to talk like this. And all these values the world puts upon us are always changing. And when we don't meet them, we feel, what have we done wrong? But the Bible says this, Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows very well. What's he saying? Every person here tonight is a marvelous creation of God. Every one of you has value, so much value that Jesus came and died on the cross for you to bring you to himself. Our value is found in Jesus. Our value is not in what other people say to us or what the world puts on us. Our values are found in Jesus. And so we can rest. We have this freedom that we don't have to follow other after unrealistic and unachievable goals or expectations. We can rest in Jesus and say, I'm a child of a king. I'm a child of God. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know where I have to be. I am his. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what other values or what other expectations put upon us. I know I am in Christ. And I have value because of him. And so Jesus Christ sets us free from the values of comparison, the values that are changing all the time. And then secondly tonight, Jesus sets us free from guilt. He sets us free from guilt. A pill can make us feel better, but cannot relieve the guilt. Society can change its values, but biblical values and God's laws that are written in our hearts don't change. And though we try to ignore, to run, and hide from God's laws that have been written in our heart, there is always a sense of guilt and conviction that comes from God. I've often thought, if the Bible was a fairy tale, why are people so afraid of it? Why are people so resistant to discuss it? It's because God's law speaks to our heart and we know we're guilty, but we don't want to face that reality. But Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to say, look at you, you dirty sinner. He came, and the Bible says he came to save his people from their sins. He came to set us free. He came to relieve us of the guilt. How? By dying on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came to die for you. And so he didn't condemn us. He went to the cross for your guilt, for your pain, for your errors, for your sins, for your disobedience, for your stubbornness. He died on the cross. And when we come to him, he takes away that guilt. He makes us, as it says in Isaiah, white as snow. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness and sin. He went, because you can't pay for your own guilt, pay for your own sins. He came to give us freedom from guilt. And then, finally, he gave us freedom from powerlessness. Now, forget about God's laws. We can't even live up to our own expectations. New Year's is coming. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. And how many of the New Year's resolutions you made in 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016. How many did we keep? How many do we keep for 24 hours? We can't even live up to our own expectations, let alone God's laws. The Bible says we've all come sin and fallen short of God's glory. We can't, there's nothing we can do to pay for our sins, but there's nothing we can do to earn salvation. And oftentimes we are captive, slaves, in bondage to our own failings. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He came to save us from our powerlessness. He came to, the Bible says, that which is born of God, born again, the Holy Spirit comes and transforms our lives. And the victory that we were not able to obtain by ourselves, he gave us that victory in him. Because what does it say? Emmanuel, God with us. Paul talked about Christ in you, the hope of glory, that we have the power of the resurrection, the power of the virgin birth, the power of God available to us to have victory over sin. And he doesn't say, I've forgiven you, you're on your own. He says, I've forgiven you, and I'm there to help you and walk with you and lead you in the right path. Christmas is about God with us. It's about freedom from depression, freedom from inadequacy. It's about going down to the root, to the heart, and discovering at the core of our sinfulness, our selfishness. Jesus died for that. He died to forgive us. But he also came to have a relationship with us. He also came to walk with us, that we can find in him our worth, our value, and our purpose is in Jesus. And through Christ, we can know who we are. We can know our value. We can know where we're going, and we can know why God has us here. All those questions are answered in Jesus Christ. And Christmas is a time when we celebrate his coming. But the question is he in your life? Do you know God, Emmanuel? Do you know God with you? Have you had a chance, a time in your life where you understood that you were a sinner, understood Jesus died for you, understood you could not pay for your own sin, and called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you and save you? The Bible says that if we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. What you need tonight is not more money, is not better health, not a new job, not a new car. What you need is eternal salvation. He that has the Son has life. The question tonight, if you're online or in the parking lot or here, resolve the most important question. Do you know Jesus Christ? And if you know him, this Christmas is a time for us to remind us, to bring us back to our roots, that we find our value in Jesus Christ. Let's stand tonight, and we're going to sing a song, Silent Night. We'll turn the lights down, and I want you to have your candles up, and I want you to think about Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. With him, you never have to say, nobody cares, because he cares for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for this time tonight. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
As I was skimming through the lyrics, and can you keep that light up just a little? Thank you. Thinking of what Pastor Gary was saying and the fact that if you already believe this, if the Lord is already the Savior of your life, and you're here as a reminder again, this is probably not the first time you've sung this song. But verse 2 at the very end says, Christ the Savior is born, and that's a bit of a proclamation. So as we sing it, I want you to think of it in that way, just as a reminder not only to yourself and those in the room, but those around you that you interact with, that Christ the Savior is born. Remind yourselves of that. And what's better is verse 3, is Jesus Lord at thy birth. From the mere moment that he was conceived in Mary's womb, he was the Lord of heaven and earth even then. Mr. Tholen?
Indeed.
We trust that you've enjoyed the service tonight, whether you're here in the auditorium, and I agree with Crystal, all I could see is the lights, I can't see any of you, or whether you're out in the parking lot or watching the live stream from home. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you enjoyed the service and you know of anyone who was not part of it tonight, I would remind you that we have a second service at 7 p.m., so you still have about an hour to notify people, give them a text, give them a call, encourage them to come, or at least join us in the parking lot or on the live stream. And we would certainly welcome an opportunity to have other folks as well for the second service. And we look forward to seeing everyone on Sunday as well, preferably here in the church, but again, we understand some may not be comfortable with that, so we encourage you to join us on the live stream as well. And lastly, if we can be of any service to you and your families, please feel free to call the church, go to the website. There's a way that you can send a message to Pastor Gary, and I believe there's also something on the Facebook side as well. But in any case, give us a chance to minister to you, and we'd really appreciate that. And on behalf of Pastor Gary and Lana and the Santino family and all the people of Faith Baptist Church, we wish to extend to all of you our wishes for a wonderful, blessed, and enjoyable Christmas Day tomorrow and Christmas holiday season. And may the Lord bless all of you richly. And now let's bow our heads and close in prayer tonight. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful tonight for this very special time you've given us here together. We thank you for your great love, for the marvelous gift of your Son, sending him here to this earth to die for the sins of the world so that anyone who repents and calls upon him by faith may be saved and forgiven of their sins and have eternal life. Those of us who have already done this can truly rejoice, not just at Christmas time, but really every day for the Christian is a time of rejoicing for our salvation. We pray that you would allow us, that you would help us to share the great gift you've given us with others, and that we might live lives in such a way that your light would reflect from us upon others and encourage them to look to you and to be drawn to you. We pray that you would bless the entire Faith Baptist Church family. We ask you to bless Pastor and Lana and the Santino family. We ask that you would bless all our missionary families that we support around the world, many of whom are separated from loved ones and in some cases separated from the ministries that you've called them to because of the pandemic, that you would be with them, that you would be with the families represented here in the sanctuary tonight, and also the families represented by those outside in the parking lot watching the live stream and those watching or listening from other places. We pray that you would give us hope, joy, and peace, and keep us healthy and safe in the days and months ahead as we enter the new year. We pray that you would give us all a place of service and help us to make a difference for your kingdom. And we pray that you would dismiss us with your blessing. We thank you again for just a wonderful service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.